Hey everybody, it's Nurse Kelly. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley and you're listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast. So I'm super excited about today's episode, which if you listen to this podcast, you probably think I say that a lot. Well, I have a lot of cool guests, so it's true. And I am excited about today. Today we have an awesome recruiter over at Innovent. Her name is Rachel Smith. She is a doll and she's energized and ready for the podcast. And so we're really excited to welcome her. Is this your first podcast, Rach? Well, tell everybody, hi, how's it going? You can give yourself a little intro.
Yeah, it is my first podcast. Super happy to be here. Really excited to, get to talk to you and tell y'all a little bit more about my company, my experience. Yeah, really glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, we are so glad to have you. And before we dive into all things Rachel and all things Innovent, I want to give our Wanderley fun fact for the week. And this one is one I am super jazzed about. So we're talking about Nurses Week. Wanderley has no shortage of events for Nurses Week. We have no shortage of exciting things that we're working on for Nurses Week. So we're just going to do a little bit of teasers. But if you guys follow Scrubs in a Suitcase, her name is Leah Ganitka. Where her and I and Wanderley, we're all doing a t-shirt collaboration. That's a giveaway. We've got a stethoscope. We've got AirPods. We've got all this fun stuff that we're going to be doing. And we're having a different traveler take over our Instagram every single day of Nurses Week. So pay attention for that. And just look out for all the fun things because we're coming in hot for Nurses Week. We're so excited to spend an entire 5 or 6 days just celebrating one of the most awesome and trusted and honest professions on the planet. And we're still looking at you, all of our allied PT techs, all of our wonderful other travelers. Don't worry, we can't wait to celebrate you as well. We've got your dates down on the calendar, so we're looking forward to that. So, yeah, Rach, are you ready to get into all this stuff?
I am ready.
Cool. Okay, well, first we obviously want to get to know you. So tell us about you. How did you get into travel recruiting? What do you enjoy? Where are you from? Your hobbies, your family? Give me all the lowdown.
For sure. So I'm a Florida girl, born and raised. Born in a little small beach town, and now I actually live in another beach town, just a little bit bigger, over in West Palm Beach, working at Innovent Global. I went to college over in Fort Myers. I was actually a marketing and sales major, and when I got out of college, I didn't really know, exactly what I wanted to do. I definitely wanted to do something that involved interacting and talking with people. So I started applying to some different recruiting companies because one of my friends actually kind of suggested that for me. I applied to a couple of the bigger ones, applied to Innovent Global, just knowing, kind of hearing about the company, knowing that it was kind of in the area I wanted to be in, close to where I grew up. Had my interview on a Monday, got the job offer on a Tuesday. It was awesome. I had actually knew a little bit that travel nursing was, a thing. It was around because my cousin's a nurse. My boyfriend's mom is a nurse. They're not travelers, but, they kind of told me a little bit that is, something that a lot of RNs like to do. And I didn't even realize truthfully how big it is, how many nurses do want to travel? And the rest is history. I've been at my company for almost 2 years now. And I love every second of it.
Well, super cool. That's awesome. So, okay, I've never asked anybody this question before, and I'm so excited to ask it to you on the first time ever on the Happy Traveler. If you could switch one day with a traveler, first of all, what would you do, and what would you most look forward to?
Okay, I already know. So I had an awesome L&D nurse that did a 13-week contract in Alaska. Then she extended. If I could switch places with one of my travelers, I think it would be her. She was there at such a beautiful time of the year. She's over in Fairbanks, just experiencing such a different environment, compared to where I am in Florida, just getting able to, travel through the different locations. So truthfully, if I could just trade one day, it would be to go over to Alaska, experience what my travel over there did. She loved it.
Oh, that sounds so great. I love all of the photos that I see of Alaska of, I don't even know what it's called, when the sky turns green. Do you know what that's called?
Oh, the Northern Lights?
Is it the Something Lights? Is it Northern Lights?
I could be wrong, but I thought it was that.
Cool. Well, yeah. Either way, Alaska is beautiful, and I would love to go someday too, so that's actually really cool. All right. So you're there at Innovent Global. You love it. Everything's great over there. So I've never asked this question either, but I was just curious about this because we know a lot about Innovent. So I was like, let's just have some fun on this podcast. Let's just spice it up. So I want to ask you, what advice do you have for, and or what would you ask of a CEO of a travel staffing agency when it comes to recruiter productivity? If you could tell your CEO one thing without getting in any trouble, or you were like, this is my advice to you, ma'am or sir or whatever, what would you do? What would you say?
So the one thing I would say is, you know, just trust that you have hired, you know, good, talented recruiters that, you know, get to know the nurses that they're talking to. And quite frankly, I have found that the way that we communicate just nowadays, they're not strictly phone calls. It's social media. It's outlets like this podcast. It's, not even like the resume finders. You know, that's great too, but Facebook, LinkedIn, even Twitter, these podcasts. That my biggest advice would be, you know, yeah, obviously phone calls are very important. It's obviously very important to get on the phone with these nurses, but you know, the world is changing. It's becoming more, social media based. So that would just be the one thing, you know, if I could, you know, get a little tip, to kind of, you know, let the recruiters focus on the social media aspect and obviously, you know, still make, you know, reach out, make the calls. But, I just feel like a lot of people are more, receptive to the social media outlet.
Definitely. I mean, we added in our social shares specifically for that reason as well. I think there's a lot of people on the socials that are looking for it. And the thing is, you got to act quickly on those as well. Not only are they looking for it, but that stuff, content goes by super quick. I mean, I am a leader in our marketing department and we have to come up with a ton of stuff constantly because content recycles very, very quickly and new stuff comes on all the time. So you got to be on your game. You got to be sharing those jobs. You got to be chatting with those travelers. I get it. I respect your hustle, Rach. I really do. I love it. What is your favorite thing about travel recruiting? And then what do you think like sucks or that you hate like the worst about it? Because I'm sure that every day is not rainbows and sunshine, but I know overall in general, you really love your job. So tell us about that.
I just love all the different nurses that I get to talk to. I mean, I don't talk to just nurses, you know, we talk to the techs too. But I mean, just all the people that I get to talk to, you know, they're all have had so many different experiences. I feel like you just talk to a great variety of different people. And like I was saying too, and like what you were saying, you know, finding new creative ways to reach out to people, whether it be on social media, you know, different outlets like that. I think I just like how it's always different every day. It's always something different every day. You're talking to different people, you know, besides, you know, obviously your longtime nurses that, you know, you've been working with for a long time. I mean, I talk to them, you know, every day. But I guess my favorite thing is that there's always something different. Yeah, talking to different people, different outlets. Least favorite? So it's, I don't want to say it's like up and down because it's not, but I just wish more times that we were able to meet our nurses face-to-face. Like on my Florida nurses, I've met face-to-face. But it's, you know, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes challenging to, I guess, connect with people that you just talk to on the phone or, you know, talk, you know, don't ever see them face-to-face, especially if, you know, I mean, I have a couple of my night shift nurses that thankfully I wake up very early so I can, like, you know, shoot them a quick text or something if I haven't talked to them a while and I'd be like, hey, now you're probably going to bed. But so I guess that would probably be the biggest difficulty is just not always getting to meet, you know, these great nurses that we work with face-to-face.
Sure, that makes total sense. So other than being, you know, beachside, which tough day, right? Tough job. Someone's got to do it, though. Why did you pick Innovent?
So truthfully, like I was kind of mentioned before, I had applied to some bigger staffing companies, and it wasn't even just like travel nurse staffing. It was just different staffing companies, all bigger ones. But what I really kind of drew me to Innovent was during my meeting. You know, you walk into the, or my, sorry, not my meeting, my interview. You walk into the office, it's a open floor, all the managers are on the floor, all the credentials team, HR, everyone's on the floor, all the recruiters are on the floor. Very energetic atmosphere just when you walk in the office. And I think probably during my interview when I met John Fay, one of the owner of the company, he is so personable, you know, really, really cares about, you know, at any person that he's talking to, very undivided attention. And I think that kind of comes along with the fact that it is a smaller company. It has almost, not almost a family vibe. I mean, I can say the almost 2 years that I've been there that I've made, you know, some of my coworkers are my best friends. So I think that what really drew me, like what keeps me there and what, you know, I really love about it is the family aspect. You know, it's smaller office, but, you know, obviously, you know, we're growing a lot, but I just think that the family aspect, family feel, you know, kind of the, also, you know, the work hard, play hard. We do some, you know, fun stuff out of the office, but yeah, the family vibe is what I really love.
Ooh, I love that. When I worked at a specific travel agency, I was always the one, like, pushed for the holiday parties and the group pictures. And, like, I was the annoying girl that went around, like, taping up flyers and banners. And, like, I totally love the family, like, family-style food potlucks. Like, when you love who you work with and you get to celebrate together every day, that's super cool.
Exactly. Well,
awesome. Besides that, what makes your job special? What makes you so passionate about recruiting that a traveler – should choose to work with you? So what makes you, I guess, you know, why should all of these travelers that listen just come running to the phone to call you?
Well, I'll be really honest. I make a point to get to know my nurses very well, to the point where sometimes some of my nurses that, you know, work a lot of hours, I feel like I might be annoying them too much if I give them a lot of calls. You know, I'll just shoot them a text, but I really like to get to know my nurses. I mean, my favorite nurse, I want to give her, can I give her a shout out? My favorite.
Absolutely. Gosh, go for it.
I love all my nurses, but like my nurse that I talk to every single day, she's been working with me for over a year. Mary Radford, the most awesome dialysis nurse in New York. So great. Talked to her every single day. Really got to know her. Really got to know, I mean, truthfully, I get to know all my nurses. And what I think is, you know, good about our company, again, being kind of like on the smaller side, is that we think of our nurses as our family too, you know? I mean, we want to keep these great nurses that have been working with our company for, we've been open for 6 years. We have some nurses that have been working with us for 6 years. Yeah, just the personal touch. You know, I really like to try and figure out the exact area that my nurses want to go to. I would never push any of my nurses to go somewhere where they're even like a little iffy about it. You know, I really do try and figure out what would be the perfect fit for them.
Awesome. Well, I would totally work with you.
Oh,
absolutely. That's so great. Well, cool. Well, okay, so now all these travelers, you guys hear this, go work with Rachel over at InEvent Global. Rach, if they want to come find you, and what else do you have to add, and where can they find you? Where are your handles, your websites, your anything else you want to share? Let people know.
Yeah, so our website, I mean, so we staff all different specialties all over the country. On our website, it's going to be InEvent Global, so that's InEvent Global.com. We try to keep that site up to date as much as possible with all the different positions that we offer, all the different locations. So you can either apply directly there, or if you'd like, just email me directly at rsmith@InEvent Global.com. You know, shoot me a message, you know, send me your resume or just, you know, say what's up, what do you have available? Love to work with you. You know, could get right back to you, get you my direct line at my office. Give all my nurses my cell phone number too, because let's be real, we're all always on our cell phone. Contact me on that at any time. But yeah, for sure, even if y'all just want to go check out the website, InEventGlobal.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Rachel. You've just been so much fun to have on the podcast. I totally appreciate you jumping on with us. Is there anything else you want to add?
No. Thank you so much for having me. And I really hope that I get to hear from some of you great RNs out there and find you a great contract.
There you go. Perfect. I love it so much. Awesome, everybody. Well, that's Rachel Smith from InEvent Global, and that's another episode of The Happy Traveler. We will see you next week.